Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me.
Welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in New York City with John Scott Stoddard, his orchestra, the Skylarks, and Bing's guests, Beatrice Lilly and Alec Templeton. And now, fresh from the Philco factory in Philadelphia, here is their latest model groaner with the push-button blue eyes, Bing Crosby.
Matter of fact, Ken, I did pay a visit to the plant in Philadelphia this week. Mr. Ballantyne, the president, presented me with the key to the factory.
Say, it's quite an honor getting the key to the factory.
What honor? I had to open the place at 7 a.m. I was at my workbench sanding cabinets by 7:15.
Do it every time. Bing, certainly your visit to Philadelphia wasn't all work.
Not entirely. I did manage to get over to the Huntington Valley Country Club with John Ballantyne, the president, Larry Gubb, the chairman of the board, Jimmy Carmine, and Tom Kennelly.
All the big shots, huh? Did you let them beat you playing golf?
They couldn't beat me. I was caddying.
You, Bing Crosby, carried four golf bags?
I, Bing Crosby, carried four golf bags and Mr. Carmine. He was a little tired.
Oh, you're lucky Mr. Carmine isn't heavy.
This time he was heavy. He was carrying Mr. Ballantyne.
Oh.
But that's radio for you. If Hooper won't help you, you got to help yourself.
Well, Bing, I think you're overlooking another reason for your visit to Philadelphia. I happen to know that you received an award from the Curtis Publishing Company for winning Country Gentleman Magazine's annual motion picture poll for the third straight year.
Well, to Country Gentleman's 2.5 million readers, my thanks. While we're in this rural, that's a tough word to handle. While we're in this rural mood, Ken, I think a song entitled 160 Acres in the Valley is very appropriate. Skylark, John Scott, let's head for the farm. I got 160 acres in the valley. I've got 160 acres of the best. I got a cold stove there that'll cook 3 square, and a bunk where I can lay me down to rest.
Up at dawn to meet the sun, I've forgotten what a care or worry means. Head for home when day is done, and the pocket money's jingling in my jeans.
I've got 160 acres full of sunshine. I've got 160 million stars above. Got an old paint horse. I'm the guy who's boss on the 160 acres that I love.
I got 160 acres in the valley.
Use kids as loaders.
I got 160 acres of the best.
Who holds the mortgage?
Got a cold stove there that'll cook 3 square, and a bunk where I can lay me down to rest.
Up at dawn to see the sun. I've forgotten what a care or worry means. Head for home,
I'm going
when day is done.
The sun is
and the pocket money's jingling in my jeans.
I got 160 acres full of sunshine. I got 160 million stars above me.
I got an old paint horse. I'm the guy who's boss on the 160 acres that I love.
On the 160 acres that I love.
Thank you.
That was very pretty, Bing and Skylarks. Bing, you seem exceptionally happy tonight.
I am happy, Ken. I told you I've been down at the Philco factory. Everybody's happy down there.
Oh, you're so right, Bing.
And I'll tell you another thing. They got some mighty pretty girls working on those production lines.
Yeah. What do the new radios look like?
Couldn't see them for the girls. Very pretty.
You know what makes those girls pretty, Bing?
Huh?
They're so happy. After all, it's a real thrill to help make a Philco radio. They really love their Philcos.
Yes, and their Philcos really love them. Mm. Why, the day I was there, Ken, a Philco console was so crazy about the girls that it broke out of its shipping crate three times and came back for more solder.
Oh.
That's a hope joke if I've ever heard of.
I got about as much.
Yeah, that is really a hope joke.
That just goes to prove
he
something.
His tie on the snap.
Anyway, just goes to prove something I've always felt, Bing. Well, Philco radios are almost human.
Philco radios are smart, too, Ken. Do you know that every Philco radio has to pass an IQ test before it's sent out into the world?
Oh, not really. How do they give an IQ test to a radio?
Simple. They tune it into 20 questions, and if it doesn't score 100%, it's sent back to the production line. But that rarely happens,
yeah,
of course.
Well, you really have to hand it to Philco. They turn out nothing but smart radios.
Oh, the smartest, Ken. Why, my Philco portable was tuned into the program called Stop the Music, you know?
Yeah.
And it guessed the mystery tune, and it's now spending a 2 weeks free vacation at White Sulphur Springs. Guest of Mr. Robert Young. Here's a tune that I just can't resist doing once more. You're Too Dangerous, Cherie. You're too dangerous, Cherie. Too dangerous for me. I know I can't resist you. You're too beautiful, Cherie. What will become of me? Will I regret I kissed you? You're too glamorous, Cherie. So amorous, Cherie. So thrilling in my arms. I know it's foolish to love you so much, but I forget to be smart when you touch me. My heart tells me to beware. You're dangerous, Cherie, but I don't care. Our first guest of the evening is the jolliest importation ever to arrive from the British Isles. This slick lady has played hooky from the American theater for all too long, but she's now happily making up for her absence in the Broadway hit Inside USA. It's a real thrill to welcome that international star, that scintillating comedienne, the girl of my dreams, Beatrice Lilly.
Why, Bing, are you serious? Do you really care for me?
I just can't take my eyes off you.
Well, I wish you would. They're kind of heavy.
Oh.
No, thanks, Bing. I've just got a sneaking suspicion that you're attracted to me only because I've got a figure like a baseball bat.
Now, that's sheer nonsense, Bing. You're neat and you're trim, but I could never picture Ralph Kiner swinging you through the air by your ankles.
Oh, that might be fun.
Anyhow, B, I certainly want to congratulate you on the new show. It's wonderful. I enjoyed you and Jack Haley, Herb Shriner, everybody in the cast.
Oh, you filled us all with joy, Bing. You know, ever since I began to rehearse for Inside USA, I've learned a great deal about your country.
Really? What have you learned?
Terribly large.
We do have quite a chunk of real estate over here.
Your country is much different from what the average Englishman thinks it is.
Really? What do they think it's like?
Well, Bing, it just happens that I prepared a little travelogue based on information gathered from the American soldiers stationed in England during the war.
Can't think of a better source.
Well, would you like to see it?
Well, your travelogue may prove our geography books obsolete, but I just can't wait to see it. Start the movie, will you, John Scott? Get a rolling here.
Beatrice Productions, if it's a Beatrice production, it's a Lily, presents Inside USA, From the Outside.
As we begin our journey into the United States of America, let me remind you that this enormous country is divided into two sections, Texas and Brooklyn. Brooklyn is situated on the east coast of America, and Texas is situated everywhere else. These sections are subdivided into colonies known as states, such as New York, New Jersey, New Hampshire, New Mexico, and New Dakota. Now, let us examine some of the lesser-known areas of this vast and fabled country. First, California. California's best known for its entertainment industry, motion pictures.
Genevieve, if I can't have you, nobody can. Do you hear me?
Radio.
Genevieve, if I can't have you, nobody can. Do you hear me?
Television.
Genevieve, if I can't have you, nobody can. Do you hear me?
Oh, shut up. I heard all three of you. Now, let us scurry up the coast of California to that beautiful section known as Florida. Here is this lush, palm-studded area, is the beautiful city of Minneapolis. Minneapolis. Right?
Good girl.
Thank you. It is into this salty old port that the salty old fishermen come with their salty old fish.
Pass the salt.
Here you are, you little flounder. Continuing our journey through the USA, we come to the heart of the cattle country, better known as the Everglades. Here we find a number of cow chaps riding out to brandy the calves. And there's nothing more refreshing on a hot day than a brandied car. Ah, here comes one of the men now. Tell me, sir, how far is it to the Grand Canyon?
The Grand Canyon?
Now, you know, Wall Street. Yes, well, as we said... we now continue our journey down the east coast of the historic old state of Pennsylvania, which was named after William Penn, the inventor of the BB ballpoint pen. Philadelphia is known as the city of brotherly love. It is here that the Republican and Democratic parties will soon hold the national convention.
Why are you lying, polecat, you?
Don't you call me no liar, you Yankee horse thief.
And so we leave the city of brotherly love. And we have seen the highlights of this great land, yet we really haven't seen the heart of America. For the USA is not all speed and noise, politics and business. America is also a land of home-loving people, such as this couple in a typical city of Ashtabula, Ohio, on an elm-shaded street in a setting of marigolds and zinnias. In this unassuming frame house, we find a man and a woman engaged in conversation.
Genevieve, if I can't have you... Nobody can. You hear me?
Well, you've got me. What are you beefing about?
Thank you, Bee Lily, for your delightful travelogue. It was frightfully interesting.
Frightened me too, Bing. Really, when it comes to geography, I hardly know my Rand from my McNally.
They're confusing, isn't it? I'll tell you later. It's really refreshing, your confusion. You'd make a great mixmaster of ceremonies. Now, Babe, it's time to introduce an old friend here tonight, an outstanding musical artist who is loaded with talent, with wit, and charm.
A pianist?
One of the finest, top-notch.
A satirist?
One of the sharpest.
Then my guess is that you mean dear old Alec Templeton.
I don't mean dear old Hildegard. Alec, will you join us?
Well, it's a pleasure, Bing. Hello, Bee.
Hello, Alec.
Now, Bing, now that I'm here, shall we do what we usually do?
Well, we've got to hit some of those familiar old tunes, Alec, by all means, and we've got Bee Lilly here to help us.
By the way, Alec, have you composed anything lately?
Yes, I've just written a new ballad.
Oh, what's the name of it?
It's a beautiful thing called Genevieve, If I Can't Have You Drop Dead.
Well, that ought to take care of Jenny pretty good. Now, shall we get on with our usual, Alec?
I wonder if you remember this one, Bing. You must know.
Oh, sure. Just one more chance. I remember it well.
On that old recording of yours, didn't you have a slight cold when you played that?
I always had a cold in those days. I was too broke to buy an overcoat, Alec.
Oh, tragic.
Yes.
Well, Dinah is on the other side of that record.
That's
and,
true, yeah.
I've still got it, and my record is so worn, it comes out a kind of a medley.
You mean it's so thin? What do you mean?
Well, if you sing Just One More Chance, I'll show you.
Just one more chance to prove it you alone I care for. Each night I say a little prayer for. Just one more chance.
Dinah,
just one more word.
Is there anyone fine?
I said that I was glad to start out
in the state of Carolina.
But now I'm back to cry my heart out
just to be with Dinah Lee.
For just one more chance.
That was Just One More Chance with Dinah on the other side.
That's very tricky stuff, Bee. Say, you got an old one that you like, Bee?
I think this one would be good for Bee.
Don't blame me for falling in love with you.
No, you're a torchy.
I'm under your spell, but how can I help it? Don't blame me.
Blame your kiss, just as sweet as a kiss can be. That's your next turn,
oh,
so please come in.
But don't blame me.
Here's one that you really got to do. You remember?
What's that, Alec?
We walked alone.
Oh, yeah. Down by the river. All the world our own. Down by the river. You will remember when you hear my song. Down where the river rolls along. You know, Alec, these American tunes are great, and I could sing them all night with you, but with you and Bee here on the show, I think we ought to give our audience a little switch. How about doing some of those terrific old English music hall tunes?
All right, Bing, I'm game. Anyone in particular that you remember?
Here's a good one. When Father painted the parlor, you couldn't see Papa paint. He was dabbing it here and dabbing it there. There was paste and paper everywhere. Mother was stuck to the ceiling and the kids were stuck to the floor. Did you ever see such a blooming family so stuck up before?
Alec, I just remembered one. Can you give me a little help on O.G. Be Sweet to Me, Kid?
I'm right with you, kid.
How's that, sir?
O.G. Be Sweet to Me, Kid.
I'm awfully fond of you.
Is that right?
O.G., when you're cross with me, nothing is good. I'm so blue on the square, kid. I'm crazy about this affair. Love me the way you did. Fill me with joy, my honey boy. Oh, be sweet to me, kid.
Thank you, Gracie Fields.
Was I that good, really?
Well, as they say in Yorkshire, summer is a-coming in, I know, so how about taking a stroll around Wigan Pier?
Oh, yes, I should like to be beside the seaside.
There goes the title. Bing, will you join us? A little splash in the surf?
Well, I'm really not dressed for it.
So what are you, Jeff?
Oh, stop. I'm not so bad. All I need is a necktie, and I could crash 21.
Mm.
That's Brother Everett's New York office.
Well, let's get off to the seaside, Alec. You too, Addy.
Oh, I do.
It'd be awfully silly. We'd be crazy to break up this huddle without a little Lily of Laguna, huh? All together now.
She's my lady love. She is my own, my baby love. She's no gal for sitting down to dream. She's the only queen Laguna knows. I know she likes me. I know she likes me.
Why?
Because she said so. She is my Lily of Laguna. She is my Lily and my Lord.
Oh, stand by, gentlemen. Here's what I've just got to do.
Have at it, Bea. Have at it. Here we go.
Right.
Right there.
Oh, don't stand there, wiping your feet on the coconut mat. I don't know whatever you're at. Coming here with your rat-a-tat-tat. Don't stand there, swirling your thumbs about. If you want to come in, come in, come in. If you don't, stop out.
Another comedy tune that Gus Elan made famous. It was one of his very famous ones. You know it. It's a great big shame, and if she belonged to me, I'd let her know who's who. And nagging of a fellow what is 6'3" and her only 4'2". They hadn't been married but a month or more when underneath her thumb goes Jim. Oh, isn't it a pity as the likes of her should put upon the likes of him?
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen,
your attention, please. Stand by for a short but emphatic song of praise.
There'll be no war. As long as there's a king like good King Edward, there'll be no war. He hates that sort of thing.
Well, this is very merry, B. We could go on all night, but there is such a thing as a commercial, you know.
Oh, Bing, how can you be so crass?
Bing, if you're worried about a commercial...
Well, I am, Alec.
I've got the opera here.
Oh, I forgot about that, yeah.
You've forgotten about the Alec Trick Opera Company?
Forgive me, Alec. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we take you to the Alec Trick Opera House. For further details, here is our impresario, composer and commentator, Alec Templecross.
Our opera tonight is Opera Commerciale. Here comes Giovanni Scotti Trattorini, and in a moment we will hear the familiar overture. Signor Crosbini, have you heard the news?
No, no. What goes, Signor Templetoni?
It's news of a marvelous new radio.
Oh, the radio, radio. How I adore radio. I think it's just marvelous.
Ah, then you certainly should see the new Philco that that man talks about on the air.
Oh, what man?
What is his name? I can't remember.
Tis I. My name is Carpenter.
He's going to talk on Philco. I feel it coming on. He's going to talk on Philco.
Well, let him carry on. The idea.
We're ready and waiting.
Carpenter, if you please.
Its powerful radio pulls in different stations.
Yes.
Gives new life to your favorite program.
Go on.
And when you stack up to 12 records on a super smooth Philco automatic changer.
Don't keep us waiting. Don't keep us waiting.
You're set for a new high in phonograph enjoyment.
Ah, is that so? Then elaborate, Mr. Crosby, as only you can do in typical ballad form.
1253. Oh, what a tone. Oh, what a phonograph combination. 1253. It's plain to see. You can sit back, Mary and Jack, hearing those records you carefully stack on our 1253.
Ah, bravissimo, Crosbini.
Bravissimo, Leon.
Bravissimo, says Carpenter. With Philco, you hit a new high.
Hi,
gang.
Philco really is terrific.
Philco really is terrific. From the Atlantic to Pacific, people say that it's terrific.
Don't you think it is terrific?
Yes, we do.
Then it really is terrific.
Very true. Long live Philco 1253. Long live Philco 1253.
Time for us now to move along and make these facilities available to others. But before we check out, I want to thank Dee Lilly and Alec Templeton for a really enjoyable evening.
Thank you, Bing. It's been a lot of fun.
Oh, I enjoyed it too, Bing. Thanks to you and Alec and dear old Genevieve. Look, who's your guest next week, Bing?
It's our last show of the season, Bee, so we're having radio's friendly philosopher, Fred Allen. Good night, Bee and Alec.
Good night, Bing and Bee.
Good night, folks, and thanks.
Cheerio, Bing.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, goodbye. Wipe the tear, baby dear, from your eye. Though it's hard to part, I know I'll be a thing of the death to go. Goodbye, don't sigh. There's a silver lining in the sky. Bon soir, old thing, cheerio, ching, ching, na poo, toodaloo, goodbye. Farewell, adios, auf wiedersehen, au revoir, let's scram!
This program was produced and transcribed in New York by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter, and his orchestra, the Skylarks, and Bing's guest, Fred Allen. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the newest thing in radio from Philco, the leader.